us the spirit of wisdom, that we may be able to apply this knowledge to our lives and to the lives of others, and to be able to practically experience the benefit of this knowledge. Oh God, we bind the spirit of distraction. I curse the spirit that would encourage men to sleep and to be slouchful and to not be alert. Father, I pray that what Jesus prayed would come to pass, that those that have ears to hear will hear, and that we will be changed, not just challenged. I transfer, oh God, the credit to you for everything that's about to happen. And thank you for the privilege of serving this great people that you've raised up. Wonderful men and women of God. Kingdom citizens with a criteria of excellence. Thank you for serving them, Lord. And I bless you. I pray that each one of them would tap into the abilities that are still trapped inside. Help us not to be satisfied with what we have been doing, but to pursue and break out of our success and go beyond what we've already accomplished, and dream with you and travel with you beyond the barriers of experience and experience new things in you. Thank you, Father, for your word in our lives today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Can you turn to your neighbor? I want you to give an agreement that I am going to receive revelation knowledge. Tell them to their face. And my life shall be changed. And you shall see it. And be glad. Amen. You may be seated. God bless you. Let's get to work. I'd like for you to get a blank, clean sheet of paper in your notebook. If you are visiting us, please find something to write with, because what you're going to hear this morning is worthy of not only keeping for yourself, but sharing with others. I'm going to be speaking today on how principles and potential are protected by principles. How principles protect purpose and potential. I repeat, how principles protect purpose and potential. I want to give you a subtitle for this session, and that is Principles, the Key to Life and Effective Living. Principles, the Key to Life and Effective Living. Our major goal today is to explore the relationship between principles, purpose, and potential, and to hopefully understand how principles protect purpose and potential. I want to begin with some statements that may be worthy of noting. The first one, everything in life was created for a purpose, with potential to operate by a principle. I repeat, everything in life was created for a purpose, with potential to operate by a principle. In our teaching sessions over the last couple of years, I have been emphasizing the value of purpose. Previous to that, we've dealt with the subject of potential and continuing to do so, because it cannot be exhausted. And one of the things that I hope you learned is that purpose is the cause of creation. Purpose causes the creation of things. I also hope you learned that potential is the ability built into the creation to fulfill its purpose. So I want you to write this down this way. Purpose produces potential. Potential is protected by principle. Please write this down. It's very awesome stuff to teach your children. Purpose produces potential. And potential is protected by principles. Therefore, purpose without potential is frustration. I repeat, purpose without potential is frustration. I want you to take a look at that little note and see if you can understand what it means. Have you ever been given a position but not been given the authority to function in it? Did they ever give you a title but didn't give you the power to carry out the job? How many of you know what I'm talking about? The most frustrating thing is to be called executive manager and they don't let you do nothing. That's called purpose without potential. They gave you the purpose for your position. They tell you that you are a manager, but they didn't give you the powers that come with it. And what happens? You become frustrated because they expect you to perform, but didn't give you the ability to execute. So wherever there's purpose, but no potential, then frustration is the result. Now I want you to write a second interesting principle down. Potential without principle produces destruction. Potential without principles produce destruction. Now that's the other side of the problem. First problem, if you have a position of power without the power, you're frustrated. So you have purpose without potential. The other problem is, if you have purpose, the position, and the power, but you don't have the principles to operate by, you are a dangerous person. You see, principles protect potential and safeguards purpose. In other words, it's not just enough to know your purpose, and it's not just enough to know your potential. We need something to protect you from abusing people with that power. Adolf Hitler. Oh yes, here we go again. A man who had position and power. But he did not operate according to godly principles. The power was still present. The position was obvious. He was in charge. He was Führer, father of the nation of Germany. But the principles were not in place. He was operating on erroneous principles. And what happened? 6 million people were killed. The most dangerous people to be with are powerful people without principles. There are politicians who got power, but no principles. You know, I'd prefer to have someone with principles and no power than to have them with power and no principles. Why? Because they use the power to kill you. There are people on your job who have position and they got power, connections, but they ain't got no principles. So they will eat you alive. They will fire you. They'll destroy you. They'll do all kinds of undercurrent work to undercut you. When you finish, you're out of a job. And they laugh at you on your way out. No principles. I guess you could say that the Lord has introduced me to the third level of life. From potential to purpose, and now to the protection of both principles. Because if you don't understand the principles of life, then life becomes your enemy. Power is innocent. That's why it is so dangerous. Because it depends on whose hands it's in. If that person has no principles, then power becomes a tool of destruction. I want to ask three questions. What is purpose? Second, what is potential? Third, what is principles? I want to answer them and write these answers down very, very concise. First one, purpose is the original intent for creation. That's simplified. Purpose is the original intent for creation. Number two, what is potential? Potential is the inherent ability to fulfill the purpose. I repeat, potential is the inherent ability. That word is important, inherent. It is the inherent ability to fulfill the purpose. Third question, what is principles? Principle is the inherent laws for function of potential. Principles are the inherent laws for functioning the potential. Write these three terms down. Purpose, therefore, is why something exists. That's purpose. Why it exists. Second, potential is what it can do. That's potential. Its ability. What it can do. But principle is different. Principle is how it is to be done. How to do it. So purpose then is why something exists. I have here a guitar. If you will please allow me to touch this guitar, Mr. Guitar Player. This instrument has a purpose in the mind of the manufacturer, who happens to be Fender Incorporated. So the manufacturer built this to fulfill the purpose of producing bass sounds. Everybody got that? Purpose. So when they were desiring a product to fulfill the purpose in their minds, they built this so that it could fulfill the purpose. So they put into it, you see some little circuits here, the potential to produce the sound. So this product has in it the ability, the potential inherent in it to produce sound. However, they also inherently built in to the purpose and the potential a principle by which this is to operate. So we got power, we got purpose, but we also need to obey the principles by which this is supposed to operate. If we disobey or disregard or violate the principles of how to operate this product, then its power will not be a blessing to us. And its purpose will not be fulfilled. Are you with me? I am sure one of the principles of this product is that you must connect it to an amplifier. That's a principle. Secondly, it is an electric base. Electricity. So you cannot fulfill this product's purpose unless you submit it to the principle of electricity. Thirdly, I am certain one of the principles is do not operate near water. Come on. I am certain that's a principle for this product. Do not put in water and play. Because water, the principle of water will work against it. Because water has a principle called conduction. In other words, water has the ability to collect electricity and send it out. That's a principle. That's why you get shocked. That's a principle. You can't bind that out of water. Water got that built in. You can't, you know, cast the electricity out of the water. The water is built to carry and to able to absorb electricity. So if you put an electric instrument in liquid, the liquid will literally sap the energy and transfer it to whatever is in it. So this product that I hold in my hand actually is an example of all three very simple facts and truth. Purpose, bass sounds. Potential, to amplify. Principle, to operate on electricity. These sound simple, but they are very much misunderstood. Now, therefore, you can write this down, no matter who you are, what you can do, or where you're from, you will not be successful without adherence to principles. I repeat, it doesn't matter who you are, where you're from, or what you can do. You will never be successful without adherence or submission to or obedience to principles. This must be driven home into your mind and into your soul today. Principles protect purpose and potential. Principles protect purpose and potential. I know of a very good friend of mine I grew up with. He was one of the bodybuilding champions of our country. We used to work out together. I know you can't believe that, but it's true. I know I look much nicer than him. But at the moment, he's dead. They buried him about 12 years ago. I was so saddened when I heard the news. I was in school. This young man had the potential to become one of the leading bodybuilders, physical bodybuilders in the world. He had won many local titles right here in our country. And I remember when he took his first cigarette. I'll never forget. We were young. We were working out. And one day I met him with a cigarette. And I said, "What are you doing? You are a physical champion. You know the law of the body. You know the principle of the body." He said, "Oh, a little tobacco wouldn't hurt." Do you know, the more he smoked, the less he worked out. And the more he smoked, the less he worked out. And the more he smoked, the less he worked out. And the more he smoked, the less he worked out. And he smoked, and he went out. Point is this, he violated principles, even though he had the potential and even had a purpose. He wanted to be a world champion. He had purpose in his life. Young people, I'm trying to get a message across. You learn a lot about purpose, but that ain't enough. The next step now is to find out how to use the principles to make it from your start to your finish. You may have a dream to get a master's degree. And you are presently in high school. Well, your dream is your purpose. And you got the potential to study. Yes, you got a great brain. And there's unlimited ability in your mind to comprehend the books and to read. You got the potential. But if you're going to make it to your purpose, you've got to obey the rules. You ever heard that word before? Of course, that's the word for prince. It's all connected. So you can't expect to get a master's degree, go into college and spend an all night out at Pizza Hut. You college folks know what I'm talking about. You can't expect to get an accomplished degree if you go to school and just hang out with some boys and some girls and just carouse and waste your parents' money and don't come back with a good grade. You still got your purpose and you still got the potential, but you're violating the principle of discipline, commitment, faithfulness, study. And it destroys the potential and the purpose. Principles protect purpose and potential. I want you to give a little statement, some thought. Violation of principle destroys purpose and potential. Just write that down. It's a very interesting, simple truth. Violation of principle destroy purpose and potential. Can I put it this way? Principle is the principal thing. That's what it is. It's the principal thing. Your dreams don't mean nothing if you break the laws. You could dream all you want, have a big dream, what you want to do, what you want to be, and you could even be aware that you got the ability to do it. But if you don't obey the laws of success, the basic laws of life, then all of your dreams crash on the rocks of disappointment and you are left a hopeless case of despair because you violated the principles that protect this dream and protect the potential that you have. That's why I've been saying in these sessions, don't try to be smart. You can't outsmart life. You cannot outsmart life. You know, the Bible says it in such a wonderful way. This book is awesome. Here's what God says. God says, be not deceived. Man, I like this. This is awesome stuff. God says, you ain't deceiving him. He says, you be not deceived. Why? God is not mocked. Come on, sit tight. He says, you ain't hurting God when you violate a principle of life. God ain't upset. He never changes. He always got a set face. Always God looking. He's always godly. God is not mocked. So we sneak around saying, well, nobody can see me. And then God will forgive me. You don't know what you're saying. There's no way to violate a principle of life and survive. Period. I don't care what you say about grace, what you say about the blood, what you say about Calvary, all these deep religious statements. You don't violate principle and get away. I don't care if you save 3 times, sanctify 20 times, and speak in more tongues than God himself. If you violate a principle, you're going to live with the consequences even though you're forgiven. Come on, let's talk business. I saw a movie not too long ago where this guy ran up on top of a building. And he decided to jump. Do you know what he said before he jumped? Lord, forgive me. And guess what? God forgave him. And there was a great funeral, but God forgave him. Still dead. Forgiven dead. Yes. The principal thing is principle. Principle is the principal thing. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Why? For whatever a man soweth, my God, so shall he also reap. That was not written to the world. that was written to the church. So don't tip around. They got caught, but not me. I know how to get away. You don't get away. Maybe you did sell that kilo and you got your $100,000. And maybe you get that money stacked away in the bank, but you ain't got away. You never outsmart life. Write it down. Tell your children this. Tell your grandchildren. When they come in the house, don't argue with them. Just say, you cannot outsmart life. If you don't obey me now, I'll see you later coming back limping. You don't succeed violating principles. Can I give you another simplified definition? Write this down. Principles are the way something is to function. That's what it is. Principle is the way something is to function. Say it with me. Principle is the way something is to function. One more time. Principle is the way something is to function. This time, can you say way real loud? Here we go. Principle is the way something is to function. One more time. Principle is the way something is to function. Everybody say the way. Say it again, the way. Say it loud, the way. Drive this home. Come on, say it with me. The way. Principle is the way something is to function. That's the principle of it. So you find the word way all through this manual. As a matter of fact, the way is from the beginning to the end. And even when the way was personified in body, he came and said, hello, you all seem to be operating out of principle. You're having problems. You're being destroyed. Your potential is being prostituted and your purpose is being frustrated. He says, so I have come. I am the way. Oh, you get the point. I am the truth. And if you obey the way according to the truth, then you will experience life. I'm going to bless you now. Those of you watching the TV program, I want you to write this word down. Write the word obedience down. You're going to get a revelation of obedience you ain't never had before. Because I never had it before myself. Everybody say obey. Do you know that obedience is simply the adherence to the principles of a manufacturer? Listen to it. Obedience is submission or adherence to the laws and the principles of a manufacturer. That's obedience. This is very, very serious. The only way to be obedient is to do what the manufacturer says to do about his product. I'm going to say it again. It's very subtle. Obedience is not doing what anyone else says.
That's right.
Obedience is only obedience when you adhere to the principles of the manufacturer of the product. Then you are obedient.
Yes.
A good example. If you bought this guitar, I am certain that the manufacturer would send a manual with the guitar, and he would have in the manual, you're going to get blessed today, his word. Oh, glory to God. And that's all you get from him. His word. Some of you getting it. I can see it on your face. All you got is his word. And his word tells you how to make this work and how to not destroy it. And all you got is what? His word. What's that book full of? His principles of operation. Hallelujah. Now in every manual, there's a page called caution. Come on, somebody. And obedience is directly related to the manufacturer's book, not to your good friend's opinion about this. You don't understand yet. You see, your friend might say, try it in water. And guess what? You could obey your friend. So true obedience got to be completely distinguished from just any kind of obedience. The only way to be obedient is to know the principles of the manufacturer. Everything else is an experiment. And experiments usually explode in your face. So to be obedient, you've got to know the principles of the manufacturer. Can I just remind you of something here? Write the word principle down again. Now I want you to write the root word of the word principle, which is prince. Get it? Prince. Now I want you to write the meaning of the word prince, which is first law. First law. Everybody say first. Say it loud. First. Prince means first. Has it sunk in yet? In other words, obedience is adhering to or doing the first instruction. No, we still ain't got it yet. Anyone else that comes afterwards with an idea, that ain't the truth. That ain't the principle. That's something else. That's something else else. But that ain't principle. Because prince is the first law, the first function, the first directions. I hope you get this. So you cannot invent a principle. Anyone that comes to you and says, well, but you see the Bible is outdated. Now they're messing with God's first. You cannot improve on the first. So you don't bring your own ideas to a manufacturer's product. Hello? You don't decide, well, I bought this refrigerator, but I'm going to operate this in a tree. And I'll put orange juice in the gas tank of the refrigerator. I just feel like using orange juice. I like orange juice. You just can't decide the way you want to do something. So what is obedience? Obedience is very interesting. Obedience is simply adhering to the manufacturer's principles so that you could experience his promise of a good product. Oh, Lord. This is going to bless you today. Think about it. Therefore, when you disobey, dis means to dismiss. The young people say, dis you. When you dismiss the manufacturer's manual and decide to operate on your own principles, then watch this. The manufacturer completely cancels his warranty. He takes no responsibility for you nor the product after that. So, can I also say that if you were to diss the manufacturer and his principles, and you decided that you're going to play this electric guitar in your bathtub while you are bathing, you don't care what he says. He doesn't know. He's old fashioned. You got a new way to play this thing, and you're going to show him that you can come up with new ways to play an electric guitar. Hallelujah. Yeah, come on, you're laughing. We do that all the time to God. Two things goes into play. Number one, another principle comes alive. The principle of electrical conduction. And guess what? The manufacturer never gets involved. You're going to learn what I'm saying in about 3 weeks. It's going to hit you. The manufacturer still up there in Ohio who made the guitar, he never come to Nassau, Bahamas to check to see if you're in the bathtub and to tell you that ain't a good idea. He already sent his word. You have to obey his word by yourself. And guess what? His word is good to protect you. So you decide, I'm going to show him I could improve on his word. And believe me, you have an electrifying experience. Matter of fact, you were so successful in your experiment, you left Earth. Guess what? I will say something that's a little intriguing. The manufacturer did not kill you. Oh, God, hallelujah. The manufacturer doesn't take responsibility for it either. Matter of fact, he is vindicated when he sent you the book. You cannot sue him. He told you not to operate this thing in water. So the minute he told you, he is exempted from any liability. That's why it's a disgrace and ungodly to blame God for your problem. Now I'm really going to get in trouble now. It's also a disgrace and ungodly to blame the devil for your problem. Sit up straight. Now everyone sit up straight. Put your back against the chair. Sit up straight. Ain't nobody electrocuted you. You can't say that the thief came and killed and destroyed me in the bathtub. Ain't no thief been in there. You sat there. You violated the word of the manufacturer. And every principle that was supposed to be your blessing turned out to be your curse. Every manufacturer creates or makes products for a purpose and gives it the necessary potential that it needs to fulfill that purpose. However, every manufacturer establishes principles at the point of design. Follow me carefully. They design the principles in the product when they are producing and developing it. In other words, their design is the source of the principles. Why is this so important? Because when the manufacturer designs a product, he automatically, inherently, have also designed the principles by which it's supposed to work. So, purpose produces the desire for a product. Design determines the principles by which it operates. And potential is put into the design to produce the ability to fulfill the purpose. So, what does that mean? It means that products do not decide their own principles. Write that down. No car decides one morning, I am tired running of unleaded gasoline. This morning, I want Kool-Aid. I want you to keep applying this to your life. No product wakes up and suddenly says, I'm tired of operating the way they made me to operate. The principle of the life of that product was built into it at the design stage. So by the time it reaches to you, you ain't got nothing to say about it. Customers do not decide or choose principles of operation. I don't care how much money you got. You ain't rich enough to tell a manufacturer how to run his product. When you buy something, you buy the principles with it. Selah. And when it shows up, it got everything with it. The principles are intact. So when you take your $10,000 and you buy your little mitsy bitsy, whatever you call them things, and you're so proud, you walked on to the park, the car lot, and you see this car, and you take your $10,000 and you pay $10,000 and you pay all that money and you ain't got no say in how to operate this thing. Get the point? When they release that product from their company, the principles are already established. So what they do? They send you a manual. Their word. And they say in this word, this automobile operates on unleaded gasoline only. Only is a big word. It operates on oil. Number 40. Only. It operates transmission fluid. It operates water in the radiator to cool the system. That's established before you bought the car. It's the principle of operation. Now, let's think for a minute. You don't drink gasoline. Because your body is not an automobile. So your body, this machine, operates on a different principle. Over 90% of your body is water. That means you must be maintained by water. You know, I was thinking the other day, God is so good. Do you know that God knew that you'd get bored from just drinking? So God put water in all the plants, all the fruit, all the vegetables, put water in all the meat, so that in case you get tired of one kind of water, you drink another kind. Do you know that 92% of lettuce is water? Do you know that 78% of tomato is water? Do you know that 97% of corn is water? Do you know that 99.9% of watermelon is water? Come on, thank God for variety. Come on, just thank Him. Hallelujah. It would be terrible to keep drinking water all the time to maintain your house. They say that even when you eat white bread, 70% of that is water. We work on a different principle in our bodies. So you drink water in different ways. You mix, put a bit of color in it. I call it poison, Kool-Aid, and you drink it. It's water. Then you squeeze the water from the orange, the water from the lemon. It's all water. You're getting water for what? Your body. And you make lemon juice. With water, you make your lemonade, and you drink water again. You keep changing the forms of intake, but it's water. Now, the Ford company created this car to operate on unleaded gasoline. Everybody say gasoline. No, you didn't hear what I said. Say gasoline. It didn't say water-oline. That's a gas it operates on, not water. Water is a combination of gas and another kind of chemical. So when you decide, I like lemonade, I think the car will like some as well today. Now you got to understand two different principles. And you pour 2 gallons of your best lemonade into the gas tank of that car. And you keep saying, I know he's enjoying this because I enjoy it too on a hot day. What have you done? You have violated the word of the manufacturer. That means everything the manufacturer guaranteed about that car has been nullified. How true it is of your life. When you arrived here, no one asked you for your principles. You're going to understand the word in a minute. When you came to this planet, that's why we shouldn't let no government set principles for our lives. I'm talking some serious talk here. We are letting governments and agencies of authority establish how we are supposed to live. I mean, when the government begins to become parents of your children, you violated a basic principle. God expected children to have parents in a home. We've been hearing a lot of concern here in our own country about the girls' industrial school. And I sit and listen to this news the other day, and I said, wait a minute. Everybody is telling the government to fix it. These are people's daughters. This is no government problem. The government is not supposed to be the disciplinary of your children. The Bible says, fathers, train up your child. Fathers, you do it. Not prime minister, not minister of security, but fathers. They violated a basic principle. And it'll never fix the problem. When we arrived here, the manufacturer was finished. Write it down. That sounds very simple, but it's awesome. When you arrived on this planet, when the first man came here, everything was established. God didn't ask Adam for his opinion once. Oh, hallelujah. You all say something. God didn't say, Adam, what you think about this? Is this, you think this working right? Is this the way to do this, Adam? No, he commanded Adam. Everybody say command. Listen, manufacturers don't ask for your advice. They said, this operates on gasoline, period. I don't care what you drink or what you think about drinks. We made this product. Can I just remind you then, once again, don't try play smart with God. You ain't smart. You ain't smarter than the manufacturer of life. You can't outsmart God. You ain't got the brain enough. And yet, we still try to do it. I am begging you, as an instructor in life, to tell you from my heart, obey the principles of life, and you will live. Customers don't decide how to operate a product. I shared with you the other day about the article in Time magazine where they're considering homosexual marriages. Now, what they're actually doing is tampering with a manufacturer's product, and they are deciding how they would like for it to operate based on their cultural changes and the modes and the moods of the populace. And how society is thinking now. Our thinking has changed, they said. We are now liberal. And so therefore we can improve on the manufacturer's word. He didn't know what he was talking about. He's not modern. We are up to date. God is out of date. What do you mean man for woman, woman for man? We've come up with a new way to do it. Sounds like the guy in the bathtub with the electric guitar, doesn't it? Can I suggest something to you? God will not get involved in that problem. God will not touch it. Why? The self-destruct mechanism is built in. Just like the electric guitar. Lift your hands. Thank God he ain't got to judge nobody. The judgment is in the product. Lift your right hand up in the air. Come on, lift your right hand up in the air. Come on, old floor room. Say with me. That goes for me too. I can't get away. If I violate, I get destroyed. You ain't smarter than manufacturers, my friends. There's no way then for us to try and manipulate God's laws. Pastor Jay and myself were out. Along with Pastor Richard, we were out in a boat one day. We were out diving all morning. And there was an old man running the boat for us. And we were in the water spearfishing. And we were doing that for, I guess, about 5 hours. I mean, great fun. Just shooting fish and getting them good seafood. And all of a sudden, you know, we are shooting, and it's ocean out there. Man, when you're in the ocean, you are submitted to the principle of the sea. In other words, you're in somebody else's principle. And them fellas, they didn't ask you to come there. And that day, we were visited very often by some guys who were still waiting for the manifestation of the sons of men. They had not yet seen what true men look like. So when they saw us, they knew we were enemies. They never knew we were born to dominate them because we were still under the curse and still is. Even though we're redeemed, we're still limited by the curse. And those sharks came around. And believe me, friends, I got a lot of anointing, but not that much. I don't care how much you think I'm a man of God. I'm a very godly, sensible man. And we saw this shark, man, just flew right by us, swam by. My whole body went into anointing. I started praying in tongues with a snorkel in my mouth. You should hear it sounds. And Pastor Jay, you know, he's cool even when he's scared. And he was scared. And we were all frightened. We ran to the top of the surface of the water. We started screaming for the guy to bring the boat. And he was like half a mile away. And nothing but ocean. My God. Pastor Richard, I didn't know what he was doing. He was bobbing and weaving there up and down. I mean, we were scared. And we kept screaming, bring the boat, bring the boat. And this guy kept saying something. We didn't hear what he said. He kept saying like this. Jay got mad. Jay said, "Will you bring that boat?" He said, so we had to swim with a shark in the water. I'm talking about 15 feet. Big guy. Tiger shark. Them ones who don't ask permission to bite. And we had to swim, and we had to swim in fear. Every 5 seconds, looking under and swimming, looking under and swimming, trying to get to that boat. And we got close enough. Pastor Jay says, "What's wrong with you, man? You what?" And the guy said, "They're going. The boat wouldn't start." So we got into the boat. We got into the boat and everything. And man, we're tired and panting and fear and everything. We're exhausted. We had swam half a mile to get to the boat and a shark in the water. You want to feel the anointing all over your life? Try that sometime. I knew my purpose would keep me alive. Anyhow, it was great. And Brother Jay took the engine cover off, looked at it, and discovered that this guy was running the boat all morning with no oil. By this time, the engine not only had burned up, it was cracked. You ain't going nowhere. I'm in the ocean. Of course, we had to get up. We slept out that night. They sent the defense force to pick us up. I was famous, man. I had a big boat come to get me. My wife and Sister Turpie were worried all night. They thought we had drowned and everything. It was great. Came back heroes. We weathered the storm all night in the ocean. There's nothing as lonely as the ocean at night. I got back. Yeah, sharks swimming around too. That doesn't help much. We got back in, and I thought about that story for many, many years. I guess that was about 5 years ago that happened to us, about five. I said, you know, that old man violated the principle of the engine. And all of our screaming, all of our fear, couldn't move that engine. Now I'm going to tell you a story. A little principle here. Praying hard doesn't get prayers answered if you violated the principle. Lord, I hope you hear me. You can scream all you want. Oh, God! God! And you think God's interested? The Bible says he watches over his manual to perform it. I didn't hear anybody say amen. He watches over his principles to perform them. So your loudness and your weeping and your swimming and your crying and your screaming doesn't get success in life. Success is very simple in life. It's very simple. It ain't hard to be successful. Just discover the principles and adhere to them. Obey them. And they will work for you. Can I suggest that God created the universe and designed it to function according to specific laws and principles? He calls those principles his word. This is very important. I will repeat it. God created the entire universe. Please write this down. And he designed it to function according to specific laws and principles. He calls those laws and principles his word. Religion has destroyed this concept. They've actually interfered with this whole operation. Religion is what's really one of the major problems in the world. Because religion has made the word of God a practice.